Hey everyone, I'm Madonna. This is David, and we're going to talk about bioimpedance screenings.
Right, bioimpedance screening,
So
or
it's one of the
VLA.
VLA, vitality, longevity, and anti-aging parameters that let us know about how our health is going. So I've been training David up in it for a few months, and it's really nice because people can often see what's going on in their bodies by this nice little device, which lets us know all sorts of things about the quality of the cells and the tissues inside your body. So, what have you liked about doing the bioimpedance screenings?
Well, so there's some interesting, like it gives you, because I'm still learning about what it does. So, you go through and you put in your height and your wrist measurement, your waist measurement, frame size, and you put all that stuff in. And then it takes this measurement. And then it's got these different categories. The first one is like our actual weight and what the composition of that is. So here it goes through weight with ideal weight, skeletal tissue, and body mass index.
Yeah. And the BMI, now we're fully aware because there's again the UN or the World Health Organization or someone was talking again about the BMI being not the be all and end all for people's health, which we know. We can be a very healthy person in a larger body. And people like footballers who have a huge amount of muscle mass would always be obese in these machines. So we're fully aware that the BMI is just one parameter,
Well,
one parameter.
what does it mean, BMI?
Well, the
So here
Supporting
we got
Mass Index.
skeletal tissue, and what are those things about?
Okay, so let's talk
Because we know
about,
what weight is and our ideal
well,
weight.
let's talk about the BMI just for a moment. So the rule of thumb is if you've got a BMI between 18 and 25, that's normal. 25 to 30 is overweight, and 30 and over, there's too much excess fat
So
in your
here's
body.
32.17. So,
30.17.
and obviously that's overweight.
Yeah. So then the next area we're looking at is fat and mass. Now that seems pretty obvious, but there's two types of fat that this device actually shows us. So this is the regular garden variety fat in the body. And obviously we don't want too much excess fat because fat becomes inflammatory. Once our BMI is over 30, the fat mass makes more hormones than anywhere else in the body. So when we're between 25 to 30, our BMI is between 25 and 30. The fat cells are starting to make more hormones.
Right, so here we've got the fat as 19 and it should be 13.
Yes, that's right. So there's an excess fat of 6.53 kilos. So that's in here.
Which is
Yeah.
says here, yeah.
Yeah. And then the next one we're looking at is the active tissue mass. Now, this is the one I love the most,
This is the
which
one
you
about the grey fat.
it's about the visceral fat.
Visceral
Yeah,
fat.
visceral fat, beautiful. So the active tissue mass is the active, well, it's the active tissue in the body. It's muscle, but it's also other tissue in the body that creates stuff, creates enzymes, creates hormones, creates stuff. So it's active tissue, it's not just inert. So with this one, what we want is for there to be zero or higher. So on this one, there's an excess amount of ATM by 4.37
Kilograms,
kilos,
yeah.
but we know that it's not muscle quality because the muscle quality down here is 74%. So that lets me know that there's going to be either inflammation or stress or toxicity or something like that going on because the muscle quality is lower. Because stress
So,
eats away muscle quality, inflammation eats away muscle quality, toxicity eats away muscle quality, and so does visceral fat.
it's calling it active tissue mass, but we're talking about.
It's two things. It's muscle. Well, it's more than two things, but the two things predominantly are muscle mass and visceral fat.
Right, and how do we interpret that from these numbers?
When the quality is low, there's too much visceral fat
Right.
or toxicity. So if this person was thin and they actually had 74% muscle quality, then I would assume that they had just been through something, so some major big pharmaceutical stuff, or maybe they'd been living in a really polluted city for a long time, or maybe they were addicted
So
to junk
quality,
food.
you 74% you're getting here off there,
Yeah, and
off that ATM quality.
I have seen people's muscle quality drop by 10, 20% when they get addicted to things with aspartame, so soft drinks with zero sugar and stuff like that, because that just destroys muscle quality and muscle mass.
That's interesting. Really, the artificial
Oh,
sweeteners.
they're horrendous. Well, they're neurotoxins, and you only feel your body if your nerves are inflamed. So anywhere you've got pain, your nerves are inflamed. So if I've got someone in pain and I see active tissue mass quality low, part of that will be the nervous system. Just isn't toned. So if I've got someone who is thinking that they might have osteoporosis, I will often, even if they're 80 years old, I will often do a VLA because the VLA, the muscle quality is often similar to the nerve quality and bone quality.
Oh, okay. Because it says active tissue mass, so it's looking at different sets of,
Yeah.
like, what does tissue mean? Like,
Well, it can be any tissue in the body. Predominantly, though, it's muscle and visceral fat. And the reason it's visceral fat is that the device can't tell the difference between tummy fat and muscle because they're both so active, they're both so hard packed. And then the other thing that I really love is this little guy here, the phase angle.
So that's part of the optimum health indicators.
Yes, so this little phase angle.
Because phase angle, we've got that, but then also we've got the biomarker index here, which is like,
No one likes the biomarker
because that's your
index.
actual age,
Yeah, the
the
biological
bodily
age.
age.
Yeah, that's right.
Say
So,
patient age 58, biomarker index 67, so the body's being older than it should be. Is that what it means?
absolutely. And it means that if this person stayed in this parameter, they're really acting like a 67-year-old.
Oh,
You know,
okay,
so
I
if
see.
nothing was done to improve things, they're biologically 67 instead of 58. And that can get up over 100. I've said, if
Oh,
someone's
okay.
muscle quality is really low, and it is interesting with muscle quality because, the lower it gets, the less cellular health we've got. So with the phase angle is to do with the amount of energy our cells are spitting out. So if it's low, the phase angle of 4 and lower is a potentially carcinogenic situation in the body.
Okay, so a phase angle of 6 here, 5.98.
So that's not too bad.
Oh, okay.
It's one of these things that the thing that I don't like about this device, or one of the things I don't like about this device, is that it does adjust things as we got older, which annoys me. I want to be able to look at someone who's 80 and look at someone who's 20 and have exactly the same stuff going on in the background for the device. But they do sort of dumb down the phase angle, go, 70 years old, you don't need much energy. Which just sort of annoys me. But anyway, that's one of those things. But phase angle. And the other thing I find when people's phase angle is down around that 4, 4.5, quite often they've been on a lot of big pharma or they've, again, the pollution, the stress, the toxicity, the addiction to junk food, the addiction to
Which
soft
is
drinks
coming in
or.
more in our modern life, whether we like it or not. It's just the way what we consume is. It's
Yeah,
like
so.
more refined, more so many
We're doing
different
a
things.
King Louis, Let them eat cake, but I'll eat everything white sugar, white
And
flour,
there are more
white.
toxins in the environment and in the food, and we've got to be more careful.
I know. And I saw, and this is where, it's funny. I've got a health company that I often order even just some potato chips from. Because if I'm ordering potato chips, I don't want all the carcinogenic vegetable oils in them. So I order ones that are like $8 a packet. But it is funny because there's three packets on that website. Two of them have got really nasty vegetable oils, and there's one that you can order that's olive oil, potatoes, and salt, nothing else. So, it's sort of just making those choices, where things that you don't eat very often, just choose better. Or chop up some potatoes and whack them
So
in your oven.
what does phase angle mean if you're going to, no one knows what phase angle is. What does that actually mean in
Well, I
English?
never forget a phase.
Oh,
Ha. So, no.
I see. It's an angle. It's a phase you're going
Yeah,
through,
it's a phase I'm going through.
and it's
So
going
no,
on that angle.
the phase angle is to do with the amount of cellular energy you're making. So how much ATP, which is your energy molecule, how much your mitochondria is making ATP. So for example, if someone, see this person has got plenty of muscle mass because there's an excess. So with the ATM, if the visceral fat disappears, plenty of muscle mass. If we can get that muscle quality better, and the thing I love about this is there's plenty of room to maneuver. So this is not a bad thing. This is a great thing to go, okay, well, let's pick up your muscle quality. Let's see. Because exercise is amazing for this. Say you've done
All right,
stuff.
because we got the phase angle here, but then we got patient age, but then we've got the fat mass muscle ratio.
No, don't worry. I'd never worry about that.
Fat distribution, high risk.
That high risk is to do with cancer,
Well, it's a
diabetes, heart
right.
risk.
So, because this is like there's a high risk there,
Well, some people might
which is
have a
okay.
small waist but have big hips. So that is a lower risk
Right.
for the things like this. The reason abdominal fat is a high risk is because the abdominal fat, once again, once our BMI is up over 30, assuming we're not bodybuilders, and our muscle quality is low, it means our body is releasing at least 32 inflammatory hormones.
Hormones.
So things like cortisol, which shuts down the memory, things like adrenaline, noradrenaline, all those stress hormones, it can shut down the thyroid, it can slow
Glutamate.
down liver detoxification, it can slow down kidney detoxification, it will mess with the microbiome in the gut so that we're not living on the planet as easily as we could. And I was listening to a guy, Dr. Jack Cruz, a few days ago, and he was saying, if someone smokes, if you smoke outdoors, he has no problem with it. Smoke indoors, you're really ramping up your risk of cancers. So he was
Your own
all
risk,
about,
personal.
yeah, he
How's
was all
that?
about, well, he was all about sunshine being an antidote for just about everything, because even the mitochondria, which creates ATP, our energy molecule, which affects the phase angle, he said the mitochondria makes light, which
Right.
was just an interesting little factoid out of the 4.5 hours I
It
listened to
makes
him the
light
other
inside
day.
your body.
Yeah. And so does the pineal gland. When we close our eyes and meditate and create light in our brain, it activates our pineal gland.
It's actually quite a thing that when you meditate internally, there's internal light.
Yeah.
And if you do more advanced meditation, it can become quite incredible.
Yeah.
Like the internal light and what it can do,
Yeah.
really. Is there some relation with that?
Oh, you've if you're yeah, he wrote a book called Light,
Right.
so he's all about the light. It's really interesting. And he's been a big farmer boy for a long, long time as a brain surgeon, but he's just totally gone, right, this is what we've got to do on the planet.
Right.
So now I'm going to talk about these little guys. So this is intracellular and extracellular fluid. So inside the cells, we should have, for women, I'm always happy if they've got 50% of fluid on the inside of the cells. For men, I'm happy with 60%. And the reason being is that testosterone is incredibly, incredibly protective against toxicity and inflammation.
Really?
So men automatically will have less inflammation and toxicity as a general rule if they're doing, some half-hearted good stuff for themselves.
Okay.
So this body's got 55, so that intracellular water. So 55.25% on the inside of the cells. I have never had that much fluid on the inside of my cells ever.
Is that good or bad?
That, well, it's not bad. It's not
Right.
bad as a starting point when we've got all of these, the muscle quality and the inflammation going on. So it's not a bad place to start. But this person should be aiming for 60%, because we can. And this here is the ideal extracellular fluid. So the extracellular water is the amount of fluid outside the cells.
Right.
So we're meant to have in this body about 13.78% fluid, but there's 21.47.
Right.
So what's that? That's about 7.5 liters of
And
excess fluid.
so our system puts that water there to reduce inflammation. Is it a cooling
Yeah.
part of the cooling system?
Well, it's
What's it
about
do?
diluting toxins. And the
Right.
toxins can be anything. Everyone always says, what toxins are there? And I go, I don't know. And that's where I would do a bioimpedance screening or an oligo scan or something like that and see whether there's, heavy metals or bacteria or parasites or whether the body's liver and kidneys and, maybe the organs aren't working
Yes,
properly to
it's because that
detoxify.
extracellular water, it's often when people start dieting, the first thing they lose is water.
Yes.
And so
If they're not getting enough protein, absolutely. And it eats, yes. So the initial stages of dieting, people often get nowhere near enough protein and fat. So their body will chew away the easiest things to get rid of. The easiest things for our body to use as energy is protein.
Right.
So, the fat's the last thing to go,
And what is
unless we
what
do
is it?
something
So
really
if the
specific.
water, because often, yeah, okay. Right,
Yeah.
okay.
So 7.5 liters of fluid, that's a fair chunk outside the cells. So that is, oh, and don't forget medications will mess with this too. So if people are on things like, say, beta blockers and ACE inhibitors for the heart, if people are on things like blood thinners, if people are on even things for anything that is a toxin to our body that we're taking all the time can end up messing with this because the body can keep the fluid in there to try to dilute those toxins while it's trying to get out of
Oh,
the
they're trying
body.
to dilute. dilute it.
Yeah, they're diluting the toxin. So you're keeping.
And outside the cell, so.
Yes, yeah, so the problem with that is just say this is our little cell. That means there's 7.5 liters of pressure on the
Right.
cells in the body as well. So then it's harder for the nutrients to get in and the waste products to get out.
Right.
Yeah, so that's the little VLA bioimpedance screening. I just love it because it's just so quick. It's yeah, once again, if you're here in Brisbane, we're in Manly West. And it's just a nice, neat little tool that gives us an instant. I'll tell you a funny little story about my 3 Mars bar girl. I've told you my 3 Mars bar girl story. I think I have.
I'm thinking of a different Mars bar, Jake, but let's go.
Okay. I know that
You
one.
know that one.
So there's so there's basically this woman, and she was seeing me once a fortnight, I think, for weight loss. We were doing HCG at the time. And basically, so every fortnight she's coming in, we're having the VLA. And 1 week she said, okay, got to be honest, I dropped in to get petrol the other day. The king size Mars bars were on special at the petrol station. So I got 3 for $5 and they were all gone by the time I got home.
Right.
So she scoffed 3 Mars bars. So I said, oh, well, let's see what's happened. So the funny thing was, the weight was about the same because it had been 2 weeks and, so she'd been doing pretty well. Now, I shouldn't laugh and I wish I could remember her name, but the BMI pretty much stayed the same. The fat mass went up a few kilos,
Right.
the muscle mass went down a few kilos.
Why would it go up kilos for Mars bars aren't very heavy?
No, well, that's the fun thing about it is that if your body will hold everything it can in the fluid to put into the fat mass. So if you've got toxins, sugar and stuff floating around in your bloodstream, your body is binding with that sugar and stuffing it into the fat mass as quickly as it can. So inflammation can go into the fat mass
Right,
and
because
increase it.
so how.
Cortisol can go into the fat mass.
Because I'm just like the reason I'm looking at that is because people with heart problems, if they get a sugar rush, that can cause a heart attack.
Yes.
So that means the sugar's doing a lot more than just
Oh,
if
absolutely. No,
that
no,
just
no, no, 100%.
is that like on target of what that's about?
So basically the ratio of fat mass went up, muscle mass went down, muscle quality went down, and the fluid outside her cells went up. So all the worst parameters got worse. So, and she just went, okay, I won't do that again. But it was pretty funny that her weight was the same.
Because
I
it
had
would
a
have caused, because what's happening there, there's a sugar
There's the
spike.
cascade.
That the
That's
sugar
right.
spike because it's high GI food,
Yes.
right? And so the sugar spike happens and then all this other
And
stuff
then the
happens.
inflammation and everything. And if we're inflamed, sometimes even if we're not eating, our body will lay down fat, just sopping
Right,
up
so
the inflammatory
it'll be
cytokines.
anticipating. And especially we're trying to lose weight, we're going off that. Now we hit it, it goes
And
bang.
don't forget, there's only a couple of really specific processes out there that actually eliminate fat cells. So most fat cells, once we've got them for life. So obviously people can go get liposuction, which I wouldn't touch it with a 40-foot pole. HCG actually done correctly eliminates fat cells. The matured hops bitter extracts done correctly eventually eliminates fat cells.
Exercise.
Exercise only shrinks it. Exercise does not eliminate fat cells. It shrinks them, and that's the problem because the fat cells are waiting for the next time we have a beer or a pizza or a veggie burger. They're just waiting. So
And
the fat
so,
cells can shrink and get bigger and shrink, and they have a memory of how big they want to be as well.
so what sort of ways, so we've got this now, what sort of ways do we have to improve this? So we've got this situation here, we've got a situation where there's too much weight for a start, so
Yep.
this person needs to lose a few kilos, and it says how many.
Actually, hold that thought. Let's stop and we'll start a new one with that.
Okay.
Okay.